Welcome to Palestine Today, service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, September 22nd, 2010. One Palestinian killed in Jerusalem, as Abbas announces that end of settlement freeze does not necessarily mean end of talks. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. An Israeli security guard opened fire and killed Samer Sarhan, 32, from the East Jerusalem neighborhood of Silwan, Wednesday at dawn. Israeli police claims the guard, who is employed by a security company hired to work in an Israeli settlement in the occupied East Jerusalem, was stuck in his car that was blocked and stoned by Palestinians. This, however, contradicts the claims of residents of the neighborhood, who stated that Sarhan and another youth were on their way to work and were confronted by the guard. Sarhan left behind a wife and five children. The oldest is 11 and the youngest is 3 years old. Following the funeral of Sarhan, Palestinians demonstrated and some youth hurled stones at Israeli soldiers. The Israeli online newspaper Haaretz said that some Palestinians hurled stones at Israeli worshippers in the Western Wall inside the old city of Jerusalem. Haaretz also added that a 35-year-old Israeli man was wounded when one of the Palestinian demonstrators stabbed him with a knife. The man, whose name was not released, was hospitalized and his wounds were described as moderate. In other news, the Israeli military kidnapped two Palestinian civilians from the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem and the nearby village of Hussein Wednesday morning. Palestinian media sources said that Israeli troops invaded the village of Hussein and surrounded the house of Mohammed Hamamra, 21, and searched it. Troops blindfolded Hamamra and took him to an unknown destination. Also in Bethlehem, Israeli military broke into the house of Hossam Shoka in Wadi Shaheen neighborhood in the city. Eyewitnesses said that Israeli soldiers handcuffed Shoka and took him to an unknown location. In political news, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas signaled on Wednesday that renewed settlement construction would not end talks. Abbas' comments came during a dinner with Jewish leaders in New York. Abbas was quoted as saying, quote, "I cannot say I will leave the negotiations, but it will be very difficult to continue if Netanyahu will announce that he will start building." End quote. This statement is seen as a serious change in his attitude, declared repeatedly that Palestinians will leave the talks if settlement construction continues. By this, we come to the end of our